Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and perfect gift comes from the Father who I'm...
All right. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another broadcast on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. Amen. I'm waiting for the brothers to join in with us. Amen. For 2021, I'm excited. Amen. For another year. Amen. Amen. I just want to do a checkup to see who's with me today. Who I have on line with me?
Cleophas.
Amen. All right, Brad Cleophas, welcome, bro. Who else I got? Somebody else. A couple other people.
Hey, Tony's on.
Eric, all right. Brother Tony and Brother Cleophas. I'm not sure Elsa is joining us tonight. We're going to keep him, definitely keep him lifted up in prayer, okay? But I'm waiting on Brother Tyrone to sign in, too. But I'm excited, brothers. You know, 2020 is gone. Can't get it back. Don't want to go back. Well, all we can do is move forward. You know what I mean?
True that.
Moving forward. Yeah, moving forward. That's what I'm talking about. And, Brother Cleo, before we even get started, I got to tell you, you're on your own, man. You're out loving it, man.
All right. We played one more game than you did.
Y'all better just sit at home like we didn't eat popcorn rather than play that game, man.
Yeah, I know. Good, bad, and you know, we play one more.
Yeah.
You know, so at least we made a fair, at least we made a good showing of ourselves, man. You know, we went out there and we played, and, you know, the better team won.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you know, in all seriousness, though, I did reach out to some, you know, Washington football team, you know, fans, and I said, hey, at least you guys made it. You know, you got the participation award for participating in the playoffs. So, you know,
So you, that's good, man. I'm glad you do that. All I can think is 15 years is a long time. I don't know what's wrong with me, but 15 years is a long time, man. But I'm glad that the Redskins made it. And, you know, of course I was rooting for Tampa Bay. And I can't believe with us, hey, Tony, with us, man, I don't know what happened. How you recover a fumble by sitting on the ball? I don't know, man. I've never heard of that before. That's something new. You know, only taking the Cowboys, something like that happened, man. Recover a fumble by sitting on it. But it's all good. You know, it's all good. It's all good. Real quick before we get started, man, who y'all got going all the way? Who you think?
I got to stay with Kansas City. I mean, I know they haven't played well toward the end of the season, but I think Mahomes is just all of it.
Yeah, right. How about you, Tony?
Yeah, Kansas City, I just don't see anyone just stopping that team. You know, I thought Tennessee was actually going to be the team that had the best shot for the Bills, but Tennessee got put out today, so Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm sort of stuck with Buffalo, man. You know, I really am. I don't know why. I just like Buffalo. I like the way they play. And,
I think they're close. I think they're close, but I don't think they're there yet.
You don't think so?
I think they're close. Yeah. I just don't think they're all the way there yet. I mean, they got some good pieces, and they play fairly good defense, but I think they can be
there. And on the other side, I don't like Green Bay. I really don't like Green Bay at all. But I think they're the better of the other teams that's on the other side, man. So we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. Anyway.
Right. I can only see Green Bay out of the NFC.
Yeah.
Unless they think it up, you know, but.
Yeah, depends on who shows up, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's the. Do you think Cleveland have a shot?
Tampa Bay put a significant whooping on Green Bay earlier this year, so you know that not that
oh, yeah,
they
did. That's right.
Yeah, they did. Right. They did. Yeah.
And they played Tampa Bay. You know, if they can get out of their way on the offensive side, they got a good defense.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Yeah, and we shall see. You know.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see it, and like it'll probably be somebody else. Yeah, it'll probably be Pittsburgh or something
Browns,
like that, you know.
I'm here for the Browns. I want to get a playoff win.
They play Pittsburgh later, right? Okay. All right.
They play tonight.
Yep.
They play tonight, right? Yeah, that's gonna be a tough win. Yeah. But, yeah, okay, so since the Cowboys are in, I don't care. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Those that listen, we do this, the first part of the broadcast. I'm just, you know, I'm just teasing my Brother Cleo because he's by himself, Brother Cleo. Used to Reverend Aston, me having something and stuff going on. But it's all good. It's all good. All right, look, I just want to... I want to welcome everybody to the first broadcast of 2021 for these dynamic brothers, man, and men of God, and I thank them for hanging in there with me for 2020 and going into doing some new things, and I'm looking forward to the blessings of the Lord for the people of God, amen. And no matter what we see, no matter what it feel like, and one of the things I got in my mouth and the commentary for the broadcast is that don't get distracted by all the stuff that's going to take place this year. You know, we usually get distracted, but, you know, we just need to stay focused, you know, stay narrow-minded. I know that's not a good word to use at Tampa, but we'll stay narrow-minded when it comes to the things of Christ, you know.
Amen.
But, real quick, let me go ahead and do the announcements, and then we can go ahead and open up the prayer, and then we'll go ahead and get started. Amen. Don't forget about His Divine Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and Friends is Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Reverend Ray is the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m., The Bold and Beautiful, Reverend Debrina Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham, is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with the Evangelist Lewis McEwain is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, the Body of One, Reverend Eric, Reverend Tamika Thompson, is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. And, of course, today is Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, with Ray Rose, Alston Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Midday Glory Prayer, Reverend Gwen Dixon, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Amen. This is a free conference call. Free conference call prayer. Reverend Gwen is an awesome prayer warrior and an awesome teacher, too. The telephone number is 712-770-5505. The SS code is 732-499. So there you have it. Please check us out on Facebook and Christian Speak and our website overchristianspeak.com. Okay, if you'd like to get in contact with any of us, we definitely can pass the word on. The email address is winchristianspeak@gmail.com. Amen. Amen. So let's go ahead and open up and pray. Father, we come today in this brand new year that you've given us, God. We are still in the land of the living, God. We're still above ground. We can still say hallelujah. We can still glorify your name. We can still magnify you, God. We can still give you all the praise, God. We submit ourselves unto you today, God, to magnify. For it is you that has kept us all day long. As you just kept us and brought us to a new season, a new year, God. So today, Lord Jesus, me and these brothers and these faithful people, God, we come before you, God, and presenting ourselves to you like today, Lord Jesus, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you in spirit and in truth, God, that you will come and have your way. We are praying today, God, to those that are listening from all over the nations and all over the world, God, that yokes will be broken, healing will take place, God, deliverance will take place, Lord Jesus, conversion will take place, God, whatever is needed within the world, God, that you will continue to do today, God. We pray that we will speak and encourage someone about you, Jesus. They will cry out, what must I do to be saved, God? We pray today, God, that you will continue to strengthen us where we're weak, that you will continue to give us the words of wisdom that we need for 2021 to press forward, to go forward, God, and not look back, God, but to press to the hills, Lord Jesus. We thank you in advance, God, for you have brought us a mighty long way. When we look back over our life, Lord Jesus, every single one, Lord Jesus, even those that are listening, God, no matter where they might be, it was nobody but you. You did it, God. And we are grateful today, God. We will continue to give you a yet praise. We will continue to lift up our voice like a trumpet unto you, Lord Jesus, and declare the wondrous works of you, God. We continue, God, to stand firm and stand still and see the salvation of you. Even in the midst of chaos and storms, God, we will not let go until your blessing. We will not let go of you, Lord Jesus, until your blessing, until you have your way in our life, God, that we might be the salt, light, and power that you have called for such a time as this, God. That we might be the salt, light, and power that you have called for such a time as this, God. No matter what is going on all around us, we want to stay focused on you. God, we pray for this broadcast and these men of God, Lord Jesus. Have your way in our lives, Lord Jesus. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. So, brothers, the message that, for those that are listening to this online with us, the message I sent to the brothers I wanted us to look at was something that God had given me earlier, really like January 1. And something that I was wanting to apply for myself is to have a desire for Christ, more desire, and to continue the seeking after the things of Christ, and have the wisdom and then understand the need that we have for Christ. So that's one of the topics and different items I sent to the brothers. I'm not sure what everybody got, came up with and stuff like that, but I want to go ahead and start off, and I'm not trying to, be long and all that kind of stuff. But I do have a couple of scriptures, and I've talked on this already this year, but I just felt the need for us to talk about it as a group, man, you know, especially as men, you know what I mean? There's just so many things that are going on all around us that are distractions, man, you know, and they're distractions to the point where we're in a situation right now that we cannot afford to take our eyesight off of the things of God at any given time. We're going to always have things that go on in our life that are pressing, that are trials, that are tribulations, and that would knock a normal man down. But with us, it should be different. You know what I mean? We our eyesight and everything that we look at, our eye gate and our ear gate and all those things should be different for us. And not that we are better than anybody else, but because that we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord. But more than that, he has accepted us. So I wanted to talk about that kind of desire. But in the scripture that I'm using, amen, let me see if I can go back to my place here. The scripture that I'm using is actually Psalms 27 and verses 4 and 5. And this is David who said it. He said, "The one thing I have desired of the Lord." He said, "One thing that I have desired, the Lord, that I will seek after. And then he said, "That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me upon the rock." You know. And that was the theme scripture that I was using. But, man, when I began to break that thing down, He said, one thing. That is, I don't need the old heaven, but just the one thing I desire of the Lord, that I will seek after him. And I believe, me, not just 2021, but in any year, that we should be in a constant seeking of Christ. You know, in all that we do, I don't care what time it is, I don't care what kind of situation it may be, but we should be in a constant seeking the things of Christ, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. In other words, I want to be up close and personal. We want to be up close and personal with him, man. You know,
amen.
To the point where when he said go, I'm going, because he's the one that's leading me, you know. So if he turned left, I'm turning left, you know, to dwell in the house of the Lord up close and personal all the days of my life. Every breath that I take, every breath that we take, you know, be close to him. He said that to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire of his temple, you know, to hold the beauty. The God that we serve is beauty, you know. He's awesome, you know, he's magnificent, you know. There is no word truly in the English language to describe the God that we serve, to describe who Jesus Christ is. There's really not. That the best that we can do is say hallelujah. And even that's not enough. You know? Even that's not enough. It says in all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. But in the time of trouble, he said, hide me in this pavilion. And that's what I'm thinking about. Because we don't know what this year is going to bring, brothers. We really don't. But we know that we can be hidden in the Lord. No matter what kind of storm, no matter what kind of wind, we can be hidden in the Lord. In fact of the matter, if the waves are rocking the boat, and if the wind is blowing, we can be like Jesus in the boat sleeping. We can get right in the boat, cuddle up with him, and say, yeah, I'm going to sleep, because I know we're getting to the other side. We can be right in the boat with him, man. We can get in the boat with him. And that's the year, for me, I can only speak for myself, that I want to be in with him, okay? That I want to be with him. Okay? So, for in the time of trouble, he shall have me. That don't mean, and it basically is telling you right off the bat, that means that there may be some troubles that come in our lives, you know? You know, there may be some tests and situations that's going to try to shake even the foundation of our faith. But we need to stand firm and continue to believe in him. He said, in the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me, and he shall set me upon the rock. You know, he shall set me upon the rock. So even in the midst of my song, I'm coming out, and I'm replacing the rock. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry. I got excited when I read that scripture there. But go ahead, bro. Who has got something there? Yes, it is.
That's worthy of getting excited about.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. All right. Who else got something?
You know,
I hear some echo
Richard,
too, man.
In that same psalm, if you go right to verse 1, you know, and again, with everything that's going on in the land, there could very well be a proclivity to get into fear. In verse
right,
1,
right, right.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? You know, as born again believers, you know, we have to do exactly what you just said. We got to stand firm on the word. You know, we can't waver in our faith and in our belief in what, you know, God's ability to take care of us. Yeah, sure. We got some difficult days ahead. There are some things on the horizon that you know, we thought we had seen some things in 2020. We're going to see some things in 2021 that's going to shake you right to your core. But man, you got to stand on what the Word of God says, that only with mine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. So I stand firm on the word, and I echo everything that you just said, man. That was absolutely spot on. We have to have an earnest desire to chase after the things of God and to be in our set place and to really go after God's will for our lives. to be at work doing God's business and doing what he's what his last command was, and that's to, you know, he came in to seek and save the lost, and that's what we should be going after, you know, and be about our Father's
Amen.
Business.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
For me, my foundation scripture is always Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. That was all of 2020 for me. I was totally in a position where I had no choice but to trust in God. And throughout that whole year, despite everything that was going on, God provided. God was there, even at times where it felt like I had no option to turn to. God would provide a path and say, go down this route. And being in that total dependence upon him and through your going back to that psalm and seeking him every single day, that just really helped me from my faith perspective, my hope perspective, to just let me know that despite everything that's going on around you, I'm still with you. I'm still here to direct you. I'm still here. I'm your spiritual compass that's going to help you through times of good and even through times where you're walking through the valley. I'm still here with you. So, again, this year, Proverbs 3:5-6 is going to be my foundation, but I'm also going to add verses 7 and 8 to that as well. And verse 7 and 8 says, be not wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. You have to be under a rock to not know what happened here in the D.C. area just not too long ago with the Capitol. Right. And right before, you saw evil firsthand, what was happening to our nation. But despite seeing everything that happened, if we turn away from evil, God is saying, despite what you see, if you, the one I have called, the one I have separated from the world, the one I have given a divine purpose, if you turn away from evil, you will bring healing to your flesh and you will bring refreshment to your bones. So in that, I'm going to continue to not only trust in God, I'm not only going to continue to seek God, I'm not only going to try to understand his ways and his paths and his direction, but I'm also going to not try to be wise in my own sense, but just depend on his wisdom that comes from heaven, because every good and perfect gift comes from God. So as long as I keep my eyes on Jesus, just like Peter when he was walking on the water, as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was able to stay afloat. He was able to walk on the water despite the storms, despite the wind that was going around him. But the minute he took his eyes off of him, that's when he began to sink. So we as Christians in this time and age, even in 2021, and I agree, there's going to be some things that's going to happen in 2021 that's going to shake us, that's going to rock us. But as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, as long as we keep our focus on him and seeking to dwell in his place, then we will be able to continue to move forward and to step out boldly in that aspect. So that's what I learned in 2021. And I think that firmly prepared us for what to embrace here in 2020. I learned that in 2020, and I think that prepared us for what we're going to embark upon in 2021.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, it's going to strengthen us, man. You know, those things that was meant for evil has been turned around for our good, you know.
Amen.
To strengthen us. And then, you know, and the thing is that Jesus told me, he said, look, after you've been strengthened, you're strengthening your brother. So it's not even just for us, you know? And everything.
Yeah.
And, I want to read there's another part. Brother Tyrone, are you with us?
Yeah. God bless you, brother.
Okay.
God bless you.
Hey, Brother Tyrone. Hey, Brother Tyrone. Right. Welcome, man. Good to have you. All right. I want to read another. Brother Cleo, man, he. had me look at another verse of that in Psalm 27. Amen. And it's like, I want to make sure I'm in the right place for it.
That's,
huh?
That's an awesome foundational base to be on right there, 27, man.
Yeah, and it says, verse 6 is like this. It says, and shall, now shall my head be lifted up, up above my enemy. So, you know, when I looked at that, I said, wait, what? After all of that, he said, now shall my head be lifted up. You know, that means that all that the enemy do, and no matter what kind of storm, COVID ain't got nothing, and got nothing on the God to be served. COVID is like dust. You know,
amen.
Like dust. They said, now my head will be, now shall my head be lifted up, up above my enemies, round about me. You know, and that's in that part right there. It's like he's surrounded. Every time he turns, there's trouble. He's having, it's like having a Job experience. You know, you got one thing after another thing, another thing happening in your life. But he said in the scripture, now when my head be lifted up, all up above my enemies. You know, sometimes when I went back and I read it again, and Brother Cleo was talking, man, I thought about it. You know, sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. Even above the mess and stuff that I put my own self in, if I just keep focused on the things of God, he will deliver me. He will hide me. Oh, man, that brings me great joy.
Amen.
He said, therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing,
yeah,
I will sing praises unto the Lord. You know, that kind of thing right there will make you shout. That in the time of trouble, he's going to hide me. That kind of thing will make you shout for real, for real.
Yeah.
No matter what we're facing, God got me. So in other words, 2021, whatever you bring, I'm going to lean on Jesus. 2021, hey, look, because there may be some women that are listening. This ain't just for the brothers. This is for the people of God. If you are one of those that are called by his name and have humbled yourself and seek after his faith, this is for you, okay?
Amen.
No matter what, because there are going to be people, naysayers out there, there going to be people with distraction, there are going to be people that will continue to die. You know, let's be real. The people are going to be lost. They're going to lose their life. But we, you know, that know the word of God, should begin to teach and to preach and to speak life and not death. We have that, to speak life,
yes,
no matter what, to speak life. And we not only got to speak life to others, but we got to speak life to our family and to our loved ones and to people that we know, no matter what the doctor says. You know, no matter whose report you're going to believe, you know, whose report you're going to believe, you know, whose report. Because there's a lot of negative that's out there right now. Like Brother Tony, he was talking about all the stuff that's happening downtown. There's a lot of negative that's out there right now. There's a lot of hate. But love overcomes hate every day. Every day. Especially when you're talking about the love of God, man. You know? Especially when you talk about love of God. I like to get to someone that know they hate me because of the color of my skin and say, you know what? You may hate me, but I love you because God loves you too. You know what? Let me be. Anyway.
Come on, Rev.
Oh, come on with it.
So one time we'll be talking about, man, 2021, we'll be talking about desire, man. Because we even got a chance to talk about wisdom yet. Because we're going to need some wisdom in 2021, y'all. Brothers, we're going to need some wisdom. And I'm not talking about just playing the word wisdom by that time, but I'm talking about some spiritual wisdom. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost wisdom in 2021. Just to get day to day. We're going to need some wisdom in everything we say and do. When we talk to somebody, when we go into the store, when we come into any kind of surroundings, because we don't know what demonic forces may be acting up. So we got to have wisdom in everything we do, man. Wisdom is important. Wisdom. Man, y'all make me scream. Wisdom, man, you know.
Go ahead on.
And the other part I got is that there is we need to know and understand that we need Christ. You know, for me, I know I need, my prayer today has always been, God, I can't do this by myself. Every single time I put my hands on it, I feel miserable. In fact, I fell so much I fall flat on my face because we try to do it within our own strength. But when we said that, there's a song in China used to say, I try God and I try God. But when I try God, you know, when I try Him, it looked like everything come into place. You know,
amen.
It looks like all of a sudden, it looks like all of a sudden that when the enemy makes a good, things are turned around for my, when enemy makes an evil, things are turned around for my good. It means, in other words, it looks like something like this, that, what's the word I was looking for? When the enemy comes against me like a flood, the scripture says that He will raise up a standard.
Standard.
You know?
Yes, sir.
And that standard is my banner, and it's a banner to the point to make me realize that God got me. I'm covered. You are covered under the blood in 2021. You were covered under the blood in 2020. Let's not get crazy about this thing, but we were covered, man. We were covered. You know, we still, many of us still have purpose. We have a purpose in 2021. We do. You know, to cry loud and spare not. Lift up our voice like a trumpet and declare the works of the Lord. We have an obligation in 2021 to do those things. Please. You know, many of the body of Christ and the church and the preachers and the, and I'm calling everybody, the elders and the bishops and the apostles and the musicians, we've been sleeping way, many of us have been sleeping way too long. It's high time to wake up now. You know, it's high time to wake up now and realize the season that we are in. We are in a season to declare, you know. We are in a season to declare, a season to declare the works of the Lord, a season to share the testimony and the goodness of, and the mercy of a God that said that He got us. Of a God and a Christ that said that He would never leave us or forsake us. We're in the season right now. I don't know what's going to happen in 2021, but I know that my steps are ordered by the Lord. You know,
amen.
He tell us something every day, that we are ordered by the Lord. Every time we go to a different place or to our job site or to the store, because we don't know what the enemy, what lies behind with the enemy, but we know our steps are ordered by Him. You know, and we can depend on Him. We can trust Him. We can lean on Him. You know, we can go to sleep in the boat and He's going back to the boat. We can rest in Him. We don't have to be afraid. You know, we don't have to be afraid. I've talked to people and they say, this is that. No. And look, my promises is not based off what men do and don't do or what the world do and don't do. My promises is yea and amen in Jesus Christ. So I can lean on Him. Come with me, you know. Let me like the okay. Amen. Bless God, man. Brother Ty, you still with us?
Yes, I'm listening, man.
Amen.
You guys, okay. This is just joy to my ears. Just excited to hear.
Yes,
I'm here.
Brother.
Thanks the Lord.
Amen. We're talking about desire, man, and seeking and wisdom and the need for Christ. Those are the words that we're looking at, you know. I mean, I wish I could. I might have to get a big old something and put it on the wall. Desire, seeking, wisdom, the need of Christ, man, you know, something like that. I might have to post that all over everything, you know, make post-it notes, you know, and stuff like that. I'm working and stuff like that. Desire, seeking wisdom and the need for Christ, because he's there. You know, I remember telling someone when I talked about this earlier on a previous block, I was saying that, he said, think about it, Jesus got His arms stretched even wide open. You know, His arms are stretched wide open for us. And the thing
amen.
Is, I tell people that, you know, that we sometimes I think that we think that Christianity or the belief in Christ, you know, or I like the better word, Cleophas, better word is the followers of the way. Followers of the way. But you know,
right on
Jesus, when he died for the sins of the whole world. He didn't exclude anybody. But we sometimes as believers have a tendency, oh well, no, they can't be saved because they this or they that. You know. But He died for the sins of the whole world. You know, whosoever believe in Him shall not perish, you know.
Amen.
Whosoever believe in Jesus Christ shall not perish. So his arms are wide open and everything at this time. You know, and for those that are listening in different countries, especially those countries that are under siege because of what you believe in. You know, keep holding on. Know that what you, you know, that God is with you. You know, there's countries in Africa, and I'm probably gonna in Africa and in China and in other countries. You know, that are more Muslim. Christians of Egypt and Christians are being persecuted to the point where they're being killed. But nobody's talking about those things. Nobody's talking about those things. But we need to keep each other in prayer. We need to keep each other sharpening each other's iron in the spirit. And the way that we do that is staying focused. And the way that we do that by seeking after the things of God, getting the mindset of Christ. You know, walking around with the mindset of Christ. Okay, when, and that's just like, would Christ do that? Would Christ say that? You know, but speaking like him, you know, and everything. Because we've been bought with a price. We've been, you know, we are his peculiar treasure. You know, we're the apple of his eye. You know, those are the things that we are. And in 2021, we need to begin to wake up and realize that's who we are in him. You know, that we are brothers and we are joint heirs. We are kings and queens and everything. You know, we have the joy of the Lord that is our strength. You know, we have the joy of the Lord and stuff like that. You know, just keeping our head lifted up and just trusting and believing in him. Amen. Just trusting him, believing in him. And where are we? Okay. All right. So that's where we are, brothers. That's why I just picked this scripture, man. I was like, man, you know, God help me. Your brothers, God, you know, help us, all of us, to desire more of you. Help us to seek you. Seeking, I know that I'm going to share this and then I'm let somebody else speak. I was, I remember when I first had this stroke, you know, years ago. Many of you have had a major stroke. And I was then in the hospital, and I woke up because I had a roommate at that time, and he was carrying on. But I woke up because I had a dream, and they had been working on me. Because I don't know whether they thought that I was leaving this world. I don't know. I don't know. I just know what they said, that they had been trying to work on me because they were concerned that I had this stroke, and it was late at night. But I had a dream, and without getting into the details of the dream, the word that came out of that dream was seek me. That was the word. God was telling me, he said, go tell the people that I said seek me. That was, 10, 15 years ago. Seek me. And I think that is much more needed even then it is now, that we need to seek after God. Seeking him. Yeah. They trying to tear up stuff. I'm seeking after Christ. You know? I'm seeking after Christ, man. I'm seeking after Christ. Seeking wisdom and the needs for Christ, man. Okay, and desire to be in the house of the Lord forever. Okay, I'm gonna let somebody else talk. Okay, come on, Brother Chad. Where you at, man?
Hey, man. Me?
Yeah.
Did he? Oh, I'm just encouraged by hearing what you are saying. I'm thankful to God that I'm able to hear and understand what's going on tonight. But you mentioned the word wisdom. It's important that we get wisdom in this day and time, in this 2021 year, because we're going to need that to not only lead God's people, but we're going to need that to go through ourselves, to be watchmen of the Lord, to be workmen of the Lord. We need God's wisdom, because we're going to encounter, this is a different day and a different time, we're going to encounter people that look as preachers or teachers or men of God or women of God as something they used to be. But we got to get the wisdom of God to reach them and let them see and know that it's not, we're not what used to be, but we are what's happening right now. I was teaching on the radio today about that it's right now that we should serve and worship the Lord, but we should know how to approach every and anybody that we serve and worship the Lord through. You know, talking to people, the way we talk to them, addressing them, winning souls, because the world has a lot to offer every and anybody, but the wisdom of God to win the world. If we ask God of this wisdom to lead us and guide us, and it's good that we're talking about that tonight. And I'm just enjoying it, man. I'm sorry I come in late. We had some things to take care of, but nevertheless, I'm glad I'm here, and
It's good to hear you hear y'all voices tonight.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
You know, Amen. You know, brother, the one word that keeps reverberating in my spirit, and I've heard each one of you mention the word, and it's focus. You know, and we've all probably heard this saying before. You know, what you focus on will expand, good or bad.
Right.
You know, so if this year in 2021, like no other time in our lives, we have been steadfast, unmovable, unshaken, and focused on the Word of God. And I'm looking at this verse, Brother Ray, that you opened up with, and I'm seeing focus all over this verse. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after. I'm going to stay focused, and I got blinders on, and I'm going after this thing like never before, and I'm focused, and I'm gonna make God bigger than any issue that may arise. And the propensity is for us is for a lot of folks is to make whatever the issue is big. It becomes your giant,
right,
so to speak. And I'm encouraging everyone, man, make the Word of God, make God bigger than anything that you come up against in 2001. Doesn't matter if it's a health challenge. Doesn't matter if it's a financial challenge. Doesn't matter if it's a family challenge. Doesn't matter what it is. Focus on the Word of God. Focus on God. God can pull you. He brought you through 2020. Some of us didn't think we were going to get out of 2020. And here we are in 2021, still standing and still available to be used by God for His glory. So we got to stay focused.
Mm.
Wisdom. Proverbs 4:7 speaks to wisdom very well. It talks about wisdom the book of Proverbs talks about wisdom as a herb. It's more precious than fine jewelry. It's more precious than gold and silver. And 4:7 says this, wisdom is the principal thing. Godly wisdom is the principal thing. And then he backs up, he says, now get wisdom. And then he says, with all you're getting, get some understanding. I've said this for years, and I'll continue to say it. You know, people say that knowledge is power, and that's true. But unapplied knowledge is not power. If I have the knowledge to get myself out of debt and never apply the knowledge that I have, I'm going to stay in debt. If I keep a mindset keep a poverty mindset, I'm going to stay in debt. If I don't change my thinking, I can't change my situation. So I got to stay focused. I got to stay focused on the Word. I got to seek the wisdom of God in everything that I do. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things that you have desire of. Don't place the desire on stuff that can fade away. Place your desire on God. Place your focus on God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. That's good.
Amen.
Yeah, when you mentioned the word focus, I was directed towards James 1:12, and it says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. And you're right, just focusing on God and just focusing on His goodness. And one of the things that I love, what we did as a family going towards the end of 2020, was we consider all of the blessings. We spoke out all of the things that God did for us in 2020. And when we started putting all those blessings out, it was just like, wow, we had way more blessings than we had any other thing that happened, you know, in 2020. So we just began to just really praise God. And the wisdom aspect, when we even if you don't have wisdom in certain areas, James says that if you don't have wisdom, ask God for it, and He's willing to give it to you without reproach. And the one thing I always say is, I do pray, God, give me the wisdom. I know that Solomon asked for wisdom to guide his people, and God made him the wisest man in all of the earth. So when we ask for wisdom, when we ask for understanding, when we ask for guidance as fathers and as husbands and as men of God, when we ask, let's ask with faith, let's ask with certainty that God is going to give it to us, and let's be unwavering when we do ask for this wisdom. And I love what you said, not only just ask for it and receive it, but you got to apply it. That's the only way God is going to be able to work on your behalf is when we actually start to apply the word and actually start applying the wisdom that He gives us. We have to, one thing about wisdom that I also learned too is that when people come and provide wisdom to us, we have to have a ear to listen to the wisdom that's being given to us. We can't allow pride. We can't allow stubbornness. We can't allow ourselves to block the wisdom that is given to us from people who've not only walked that walk and talked that talk, but have been sent by God to give you exactly what you're praying for.
Amen.
So just be willing to see that, okay, the way we pray for wisdom, I might not provide it in the way that we think it should be provided, but let's have an open mind and an open heart to be willing to listen, because God can use any means to provide wisdom. I mean, hey, if He can speak through a donkey to speak wisdom to someone, He can use anybody. So let's just be open in that aspect as well.
Amen.
I want to read. Go ahead, tell you guys something?
No, I was just agreeing. Amen.
Amen. I want to read this real quick because this ties into everything that we've been talking about. And it actually is coming out of Matthew chapter 6, verses 31. And this is Jesus speaking. And Jesus is saying, He said, let me read the scripture and I'll tell you why I'm saying it. He said, therefore take no thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whether shall we be clothed? For all the things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Okay? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added. In other words, they are byproducts of you seeking the things of Christ. Okay? And the reason I brought it up, because I know that when we use the word seek, a lot of times people be thinking about seeking a husband or seeking a wife or, seeking things. But when we talk about, when we use the word seeking, amen, we're talking about the things of God. Okay? And the thing about it, when we are in line with Christ and in line with the things of God, and He's in line with us, because what takes place is that whatever the Bible scripture talks about, whatever is bind on the earth is bind in heaven. I hope I'm saying it right. And whatever is loose on the earth is loose in heaven. So in other words,
Amen.
There's a pattern that takes place, okay? And it's important that when we begin to seek things, seek Christ, that we line up with the pattern. And all the other stuff are byproducts, okay? Out of obedience, and come back again, and come back to the word of wisdom, okay? Seeking God and seeking a car or a husband or wife, I'm not the same thing, okay? It's not the same thing, all right? We want that kind of relationship with Him that we begin to get the byproduct of what we're seeking after, because we're seeking after Christ. We want that kind of thing, amen? I just wanted
amen.
To make sure that was understood. All right. Who else we got? What else we got, y'all? We got about 10 minutes.
Am I?
I'm Brother Cleo. All right. All of a sudden, everybody got to get quiet. Right.
No.
You good?
Great
okay.
God. That's a good word. You know, and one of my foundation scriptures, one of my favorite scriptures, which Brother Tony spoke earlier, Proverbs 3:5-6. But also Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, where it says that without faith it's impossible to please God, because one first must believe that God is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And there you are again, diligently seeking, you know, going back to the first scripture that Brother Ray brought up in Psalms 27. You know, that's what David said. And I think about that, and I think about David when him and his men got back from Ziklag over there in 1 Samuel. They got back from Ziklag. Their houses were all burned up, and their families were gone, and they were all distraught. And the men that had been fighting with David and had been in the wilderness with David, and they all were going to turn on David because they figured it was his fault. And what did David do? David didn't fight back. The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. So what did he do? He turned to God. He put his focus on God. He didn't focus on his men. You know, his men was hurt. Their families was gone. He put his focus on God and said, okay, Lord, you show me what I should do. Should I go after him? Should we go after this group? And God said, go after him. And they went after him, and not only did they recover their families and all of this good thing, they got all their stuff back and then some. So when you put your focus on God, you put your trust on God, you may look like glory to God, that you're being defeated. You may look like you're going down, but God is raising you up. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Keep you focusing.
Hey, y'all better word stop, focus, man. I might start acting out of character, man, and start running around this room.
Glory that word God. Focus is that word focus is important, man. You know.
Yeah.
You know, because you seek it, but and you're seeking, but you're narrow minded and you have a narrow focus. In other words, you don't see all the noise and everything like that, but you're seeking and you got your eyes straight. You know. You're on the narrow path and stuff like that. You know, you're not getting distracted by all the stuff that's going on because you seek it and it's focused. You know, it's laser. What's the word they use? Laser focus.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's what the old saints used to say when they used to say this. When I think on the goodness of our God and all he's done for me.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh,
when I think. Yes. Hallelujah.
My soul cries out hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The highest praise.
Cries out hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank
you, man.
Just thank. You know,
when
you begin to think about that thing. You just begin to think about it, you know. Just think about it. It's like, God, you did that for me? Lord, you died on the cross for me. As messed up as I was, you did it for me. I didn't even have you on my mind. I didn't even have you on my mind, and you did that for me. I was all I thought about was partying, and you still was thinking about me. You know,
you let me come home and not be in that car accident that would have took me out. When you let me come home and not get hit by that bullet that was meant for me by the devil. When you let me come home. And give me another opportunity to lift my voice and praise you and glorify you. My God.
Yeah. My God.
I think that's why he used the highest praise was hallelujah. Because
yes, sir.
When God allowed you to go through something, and you come out on the other side, you can't do no more give him the highest praise. And that's hallelujah.
Yes, you can't, man.
Because I'm thinking about what I went through. And how he walked me through. I'm not going to get started with it, but I tell you, I feel all right.
Thank
God.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, it's a hallelujah. That's the word we just come with.
There's an old hymn that the song just says, hallelujah anyhow.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Never ever let the troubles get you down. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Anyhow.
Yes,
sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anyhow. Oh yeah. Hey, hallelujah. Anyhow. Don't let the enemy get you down. Hang in there, brother Tony, man. Just keep on. You look. God said that He's looking for some giant killers this year, man.
For
some people to step their head. That kind of faith to split. Huh?
I got a clean shot, too.
Yeah.
You know?
He said he's going to give you beauty for your ashes.
That's right.
That's right. That's right, man. Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Say, I tell you what, he's a dumb spirit because he thought he had us. And you know, brother, this is what I said the last time we met, man. You can hang it all on this from Genesis to Revelation. We win.
That's right. I know what's
going on in the land. I know what's – I get all that. But watch this. Jesus said this. He said all these things got to come to pass.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
So if I already know that all these things got to come to pass, what am I worried about? I just keep pointing ahead. I keep trusting God. I keep doing the work of the ministry. I keep my head down, and I keep my hands to the plow, and I don't turn and look back.
That's right.
The Bible said all of these things must come to pass, but that's not the end. The end is not yet. You know? So what that makes me realize, it's going to come to pass, but we're going to make it through because it's not the end yet. You know, we still got to go through it. That's why I say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, God, I'm so glad. I get excited. When I go through, and I just get excited because I know
it's not the end.
I'm proof that it's not the end. And when it's the end, then we can say, Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We made it in.
Yeah.
But until then, it's hallelujah anyhow. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
That's that focus. Let's go back to that focus, 3-0.
Yes.
Focus. It is not the end.
Man, I'm sure all of us have witnessed our parents or our mom or our grandmother or whomever that was strong in the Lord, and you walk up to them and they seem to be crying for no reason, and I say, Grandma, what's wrong? What are you crying for? And she just looked at me with tears in her eyes and she said, God has been so good to me. God is just so good, and it's so easy to focus. We're talking about focus now, and we're talking about seeking and desire and wisdom, but it's so easy to get focused on the negative.
Yes, it is.
Think about this. The epitome of sin is selfishness. So I turn around and start focusing on what I don't have, or I start focusing. Ray, that's what we just talked about in 6:33. I start focusing on the wrong thing, and God said, no. Seek me first.
Yeah.
Seek me.
Seek you first, the kingdom of God.
I'm going to leave you out.
All of these things will be added.
Yes, sir. I'm going to lead you out. You're not behind in anything. Don't let this world dictate to you.
That's right.
Amen.
All
of us can keep our head lifted up, and all of us can say that we are winners because God has already won.
Yes, sir.
You know, Satan has already defeated. That's
why
the Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, in the kingdom of glory. So we're winning. We're winning.
Long.
Amen. I don't want to cut out the tag. I know the clock is going to run out on us, so we can talk to the clock. The clock is going to definitely run out, man. But brothers, you, Brother Cleophas, Brother Tyrone. And look, this is what I want to do before we leave out of here, though. We got to pray. Let's pray for Brother Austin, okay? So, Brother Tony, close this out, man. Just keep Brother Tony and Brother Austin in prayer. Keep all the brothers, law enforcement,
amen.
All that, man. Just,
amen. Yes, hallelujah, God. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, God. First of all, we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, so much, God. We said it throughout the broadcast, but we just want to say it again because we can never say thank
yes,
you. And Father God, we thank you for carrying us through 2020, God. We thank you for watching over us, for protecting us, God, for surrounding us with your angels, God, for loving upon us, for even thinking about us, God. Father God, just say thank you, God. Thank you for watching over our families. Thank you, God, for keeping those connected to us, protected, God. Thank you, God, for the edge of protection, God. Father God, we thank you for the anointing, God, that continues to flow, God, just like the anointing flow, God, from the head of our crown of our head to the ears, God, and down all the way down to our feet, God. Lord, Father, I just say, God, please allow the anointing to continue to flow, God. Let us be able, God, to continue to speak the word of God boldly, God. Lord, Father, I just pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you continue to order our steps, God, that you continue to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God. And Lord, Father, not
yes,
just give it to us, God, but Lord, Father, I pray, God, that you put us in situations, God, where we can apply it, God. Lord, Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus, God, when people hear and see us, God, they don't see who we are. Our God, because we're imperfect, God. We're broken, God. But Lord, Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they see you, God. They see your love. They see your heart, God. They see the spirit, God. And anybody, God, that doesn't know you, God, when they look upon us, God, let them seek diligently, God, who you are, God, and give us the words, God. Give us the courage, God, to speak the good news of Jesus Christ to them, God. And Father God, I pray, God, for these brothers that's on the phone right now, God, in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
God, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you order this, God. These are men, God, men who diligently seek you, God. These are men, God, who are hungry for your word, God. These are men, God, who truly know who you are, God, and love you and appreciate you, God. So, Father God, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you bless them, God, that you keep them, God, in 2021, God. And no matter what challenges they might face this year, God, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will remember all the goodness, God, and all the faithfulness that you have shown and demonstrated to them in their lives, God. And Lord, Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that they keep their focus on you, God. And Father God, I pray, God, for Brother Elson, God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you know what he is undergoing right now, God. You know what he is in need of, God, right now in the name of Jesus.
God.
I pray, God, that you exceedingly and abundantly fulfill every need and want.
Yes, glory to God.
Jesus, God, I pray, God, that you show him like never before, God, who you are, God. I pray that you prove it, God. Touch him, God, and speak to him, God, and remember. Help him to remember, God, who you really are, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Jesus,
and Father,
God, Jesus.
I pray, God, that as you lift him up, God, I pray that you, as you stand him up, God, that you stand up everyone else around him, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we count it all joy, God. We count it all joy because
Jesus.
You have already done it, God. You have said in your word, God, that we will soon crush Satan under our feet, God, and we already have the victory, God. So, Father, I proclaim that we are victorious.
Yes.
We are winners, God, because of you through Christ, God. Lord, Father, I thank you, God. Strengthen us in the mighty hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us through the Holy Spirit, God, that lives and dwells within us, God. Father, we thank you. We love you. We honor you on tonight, God. And it's in the name of Jesus that we pray this prayer, God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Awesome. Awesome prayer. Thank you, brothers. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, brothers. Awesome broadcast. You've been listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Amen. This broadcast has been R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray, Tony, Elson, Cleof, and Tyrone, all these awesome brothers. So we'll see y'all next month. Amen. Keep on praying. Remember, seek God, have the wisdom of God, and the need of Christ, and keep on having a desire. God bless you, and we'll talk later. God bless. Thank you, brother.
God bless,
God bless you.
God bless you guys.
Amen. Amen. God bless. Amen. Take care.